true.
Pizza on the... How far did she shoot
you?
Pizza on the half picture.
Ich stand. Da
Yatsı 9'u kaç geçer?
Yaz babayı.
Okundu babayı.
Okundu. Nasıl okundu ya?
Okundu babacım.
Ona 10 var.
Ne vakit?
15-20 dakika önce okundu.
Allah Allah.
Sohbet görürken.
Yani? Saat 9.30'da okundu.
9:30
Öyle ya, aşağı yukarı 8 bagret.
8-5
Does your organization give any money to any other organization to do humanitarian work?
Yes.
They do?
Domestic.
The?
Domestic in the United States.
Uh-huh.
So we have, like, example, Flint, Michigan. The crisis that happened in Flint, Michigan with the water.
Yes.
Where the water was all bad and people were getting cancer and dying.
Right.
So we had local partners on the ground that we funded to deliver water, for example.
Huh.
And Islamic Relief, we did it ourselves. I was in Flint, Michigan for 3 days because they asked me to go.
So you gave to an organization in that Flint or something to help the
It was a local organization in the Detroit area.
Uh-huh.
There's another organization called Wafa House.
Uh-huh.
So if there's a Syrian refugee that comes in this country, they need funding. They need to build their lives, they need a job, they need to build a resume, training.
Uh-huh.
So we fund an organization that's very professionally proficient in providing that aid.
Uh-huh.
Example, there's a Muslim in a story about a Muslim in Paterson, New Jersey. Guy was losing everything. He had some disease. I don't remember what it was. Wafa House provided him $6,000 to pay medical bills and to pay his house bills and to get him out of debt.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
So this is domestic.
It's domestic.
Domestic. Uh-huh. We do have some partnership, like I said before, with the UN.
Mm-hmm.
And by being very friendly to the UN, to be blunt about it, we get a lot of access.
Mm-hmm.
We get to go to places that no other organization gets to go to.
Yeah.
It's a long relationship, is basically what it is.
Mm.
but many places, Baba, we try, we aspire not to, internationally, because it's easier to have control over things that are being delivered when you have your own staff.
I've never worked, you know, with governments. For instance, I remember that when there was a, years and years ago, a earthquake in Erzurum. No, that's where my father's parents come from. And so I brought them and said that, you know, we have got so much money, you know, could we give it to you and you distribute to them, each family? He said, no, no, we don't need that. What we need is to build a school. And I said, I'm sorry, but to build a school in Turkey, the federal government builds schools, you know, and I said, that's not what I want to do. I want, you know, every family who has lost his, you know, home, you know, to have, let's say, $1,000, yeah? And, you know, we can't do that. So what we did is, we went with my wife, we had a family in the city, and we took a jeep, and we paid every family the price of a cow.
Okay.
Because a cow, I mean, they use it to till the ground, you know, to milk it, you know, and this and that. So that's what we did. Each family, we paid them, we found out how much a cow was cost, you know, and the price of a cow. Personally. I mean,
this is
never with us. Yeah. And my little daughter was with us too.
Oh, really?
We went to incredible places, you know, because the houses are usually made out of earth or stone or something. I mean, everything has collapsed. Nothing.
Yeah. What year was this again?
So, I mean, the same thing which we did in Kosovo, the same which we did in Bosnia. I remember that we had bales and bales about, like, huge bales. You know, of children's clothing and this and that, and we went and ourselves, you know, we got some help from the villages and we did that. And Iraq, what did we do? We went and we gave some
money to
medication to.
Medication
we brought some medication to the certain clinics, and we had. What organization was it? It's
ESRA.
The Sudani belonged
ESRA.
To.
ESRA.
Huh?
ESRA. ESRA. ISRA.
ESRA?
ESRA.
Never heard of it.
It's a big organization.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he was declared a terrorist.
Oh, you told me about this. You told me about this the first time.
Because and he it's our fault that he was declared terrorist, because we wanted him to help Fallujah, you know, and nobody could enter, so he did enter Fallujah and help them, and so he became terrorist.
Wow.
I mean, the gentlest, the most educated one of the men, I mean, he was Cambridge educated, and he was from Sudan.
Yeah,
the guy was
Sudan.
But wasn't he one of the nicest, most educated, you know, he was black, wasn't he? And he knew everybody. He knew everybody in the government, you know, and this and that.
He was well connected, yeah.
Huh?
When did this happen?
That was after the first Gulf War.
Oh, in the 90s, early 90s.
Yeah, we went to Iraq, yeah. Right okay. After the, right after the first Gulf War.
Oh wow!
So I've got a photograph with the what was the Minister of Public Works or some such thing. So they gave us a piece of land, and we built a for $75,000 a huge orphanage.
Mashallah.
I should have bought that house.
Yeah.
So in Baghdad, there was this Zilda covered with marble both inside and out. Can you imagine? With veneer, with marble, $11,000. You remember the money?
Yes.
And there was the money, they were as big as this, and we would change $100, and we had a bag, you know, and the money is like that, we would put inside and...
Wow.
Doesn't worth anything, Iraqi money. The petroleum, I think, was they would practically give money to you to buy petroleum. It was so cheap.
Wow.
Lollipop.
Ne yapıyorsun?
Evet.
Bak dedere soruyor sana bak.
Ne oldu? Seçiyoruz ha. Üstelik. Okey. Sonra dişçiye gireceksin.
Hadi popursun.
Well, we have got these 10 rekats of salat, which will take a long time. We get to start praying.